We've got three for sure guest speakers, actually four, and we may have a fifth one.
So who's coming?
So Dr. Heyer is going to talk about what lab results mean, and she's going to touch a little bit about colorectal cancer screening. And we have a med student that usually comes around that time of year. You know, they come for their 6-week rotation. So we have a med student that will be talking about the DEXA screening for osteoporosis. That's a new testing that's available at Petersburg Medical Center. And then Dr. Hoyt is our clinical pathologist for the laboratory, and he will address some things about brain wellness. He kind of talked about that stuff last year, and we're going to see what he comes up with, some new information, dementia, Alzheimer's, kinds of, you know, what you can do to minimize that. And then we have Rick Meistrom, who's coming from Anchorage, and he is going to talk about diabetes. He is a type 1 diabetic. He's been living with it for almost his whole life, more than 60 years. And at one time, he was the mayor of Anchorage. That name might ring a bell for some people. And he's written several books on living with diabetes and taking a more scientific approach at how and what you eat and when you eat it and how it affects your blood sugar. So he's a really good speaker. I'm excited about having him come. And his airfare is provided by Search. They help pay to bring him here. So
great.
That'd be a good presentation.
All right. And I notice there are still spots to sign up to get your blood drawn.
Yes.
So there's still room for people who haven't signed up?
Yes, there is. We're doing 2 weeks of scheduled blood draws, Tuesday through Friday, starting next week.
Okay.
And so that would be March 27th, Tuesday through that Friday, and then April 3rd that week, Tuesday through Friday. And appointments are still available. As of today, we have about 225 appointments. So we're about on track as what we were last year. We'll probably see about close to 500 people that'll take advantage of the blood testing.
Same battery of tests that you're looking for?
Yep. This will be probably our 35 years of health fair. We've been doing health fair here in Petersburg for a really long time. Back when it started, we were having people line up at the gym,
mm-hmm.
and they'd get their blood drawn, and then we'd send the specimens out, and the results would come back 3 or 4 weeks later. And this last 10 years or so, we've been doing it this way, where we come in advance, and then your lab results will be available at the health fair. And the panels include a hemoglobin, white blood cell count, platelet count, kind of just an overall hematology screen. And we're looking for anemia and infection. And then the chemistry panel has electrolytes, kidney function, liver tests, cholesterol. There's some add-ons that you can, but the basic panel has all of that, which is a real bargain at $45 to get those two tests. And then if you're interested in having your thyroid checked, there's a TSH, which is a thyroid stimulating hormone, and that is a screening for thyroid issues. And then a prostate-specific antigen for men over 40, and a hemoglobin A1C, which is a screen. It's a test for how well you've been metabolizing sugar over a 3-month period. So diabetic, you know, your blood sugar should be less than 100, and anything over 100 kind of puts you in that maybe pre-diabetic stage. And then over 126, then they start looking at, you know, putting you on in a more rigorous program to modify. And hemoglobin A1C will tell a physician how you've been handling sugars over a longer period of time.
Okay.
So that's another way of testing. It's another screening test. And then we also have vitamin D, which we call that the sunshine vitamin. And
mm-hmm.
If you live in Southeast Alaska and you don't get out much like radio people or lab techs,
yep.
we need to get out and get some sunshine or take vitamin D supplements most likely. But if you're not sure, that's a great test to get and find out where you are. Vitamin D is important for bone health and a number of other things. So it's a good test to get it. Some point. And then HIV and hepatitis C are also available through the state public health lab. So we do all the testing except the vitamin D, and the state lab does the hep C and the HIV. The other thing that I wanted to talk about new this year is our colonoscopy, the screening for colon cancer.
Okay.
And the colonoscopy is the gold standard for screening for colon cancer. It's a very treatable cancer if it's caught early. And I'm sure people have heard stories on the radio about, you know, the the survivability of colon cancer when it's picked up early. And that colonoscopy is something you do generally at age 50 and then every 10 years or sooner if your exam indicates that you need to be tested more often. And in between all of those colonoscopies, you should get a screen for blood in your stool. And so we do have the kits. We'll be selling those at the health fair on the 14th. They're $15, and it's a test you collect at home, and you bring the little kit back to the laboratory. And again, it's one of those that it does not replace a colonoscopy, but it is at least some kind of screening. So it might prompt somebody to get to thinking more about the colonoscopy.